the Comedy Forecast Network. Let's dog ear this for now.
Comedy Forecast, episode 365. Escape from the Black Hole.
Comedy Forecast is powered by its patrons. To support the show and get episodes before everyone else, visit patreon.com and search for Comedy Forecast. All one word with the number 4. Or just go to comedyforecast.com and click on the Patreon link on the right-hand side of the page.
In this episode, we get an update on a social media experiment, learn about an upcoming Netflix show, hear the latest about space, and more. Come on, let's get to the forecast.
Item 1 of 4.
Oh, hi folks, Clinton here. Welcome to, or welcome back to, Comedy Forecast. I have some exciting news about a campaign that I started all the way back in 2008 involving a certain phrase. A phrase you heard right at the beginning of this episode. But rather than have me explain, let's go back to 2008 and have me explain.
I have a mission for those of you who deal with corporate speak business meetings. You know the kind of meeting I'm talking about. It's the kind of meeting where they use phrases like forward thinking, best practices, and takeaways. It's the kind of meeting where someone says they will reach out to their direct reports and repurpose their resources. It's the kind of meeting where the human resources representative talks about onboarding new associates. I've often wondered where those phrases come from, and I've decided to try and start my own. I want to introduce the phrase dog ear into the lexicon of silly business speak. Let me give you the phrase in context. You're in a business meeting and the topic starts to drift off. You want to put that topic aside and get back to the main topic. So you say, "Can we just dog ear that topic for now?" Don't explain the phrase. No, just use it. People will sort of get the context and go with it. Or better yet, they'll pretend they understand it and start using it. My ultimate goal is I want to be on the other side of the country and hear someone use that phrase. Maybe they're talking on the cell phone or something, I don't know. But I want to see if this thing spreads. Kids, don't use this in school, all right? Business speak is a horrible thing and you're best off leaving it to the adults. It's okay to occasionally point and laugh when someone says synergistic monetization. Just don't make a habit of it. For the adults, if you can try to work the phrase dog ear into your meetings, that would be great.
Over the years, I have heard from a number of people who have used the term dog ear. Thank you very much. Keep up the great work. And just last week came the biggest breakthrough to date in the dog ear campaign. On the November 8th episode of Family Guy, this happened.
Well, I gotta say, I love this week's book, Annie Proulx's The Shipping News.
Yes, yes, yes. Very Portnoy's complaint.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, you know, just with the port and the shipping. And of course, in Portnoy's complaint, you've got the guy who's living near the water.
That doesn't sound right.
And he hated the noise from the local port, so he filed one of the very first port noise complaints in maritime law. And for those of us who read the complaints, trust me, they were very warranted.
Brian, can I talk to you over here?
Oh, let's dog-ear this for a sec. This one gets it.
Just a coincidence? No. Yes, maybe. But I like to think it is because of all the hard work by all the listeners of Comedy Forecast spreading the phrase wherever they go. Keep on dog-earing it, folks. Today, an animated dog. Tomorrow, maybe a live-action reality show celebrity. Slow and steady, folks. Slow and steady.
Item 2 of 4.
Coming to Netflix next year, Marvel brings an all-new hero to the screen. Darker than Daredevil. Darker than Jessica Jones. It's Lightless. A series so dark, you'll swear we left the lens cap on the camera. But we didn't. Really. Okay, we did. But it wouldn't make any difference if we didn't, because it's just that dark. It's as if the producers watched Sin City and Stephen King's Misery and said, yeah, those are great, but let's do something dark. Lightless, you've never seen anything like him, and you never will.
Item 3 of 4.
This is George Takei, now appearing on Broadway in Allegiance. If you only see one musical about Japanese internment camps this holiday season, I hope you'll come see me in the production variety called An Event that takes place on a stage. And the New York Times hailed as surprising. It's like a modern day Waiting for Godot. I kept waiting for Mr. Spock to show up, but he never did. That's not why I'm here today. I'm here in my role as science advisor to Comedy Forecast. And yes, they assure me that's an actual thing. To break down the details about an exciting new discovery. For the first time ever, NASA scientists have photographic evidence of energetic particles shooting out from a supermassive black hole. That's right, kids. Actual proof that you can escape from a singularity, no matter its size. I know that some of you are expecting me to make some sort of Bill Shatner joke here, but that would be unbecoming of a legitimate Broadway actor. Instead, let's investigate this unusual, astronomical event. This new photography is of a supermassive black hole named Marquesian 335, which is, if I am not mistaken, not far from the planet where Mr. Sulu got it on with that green three-headed alien. Oh my. But as all of us learned back in grade school, black holes can emit gigantic pulses of energy. But what basis these eruptions have has long been a mystery. Just like the mystery of how the reviewer at Talkin' Broadway could have failed to understand the brilliance of the production of Allegiance. As it turns out, this supermassive black hole's burst was triggered by the discharge of its corona. This discovery will help scientists understand how supermassive black holes can power some of the brightest objects in the universe. Objects like the stage of the Longacre Theater, home to Allegiance, the production NPR rated 5 tote bags, and USA Today hailed as the latest production at the Longacre Theater. I hope that clears up the mystery of how objects can escape a black hole. This is George Takei, inviting you to join me next time when we discuss the new discovery of the most distant objects in our solar system and how long it would take a spacecraft to travel from that faraway object to 220 West 48th Street, home of Allegiance. Inquire about group sales for 10 or more.
Item 4 of 4.
Is everything okay?
Huh?
You've hardly touched your dinner.
Oh, sorry, I was thinking.
Yes?
Yes, you've got to hand it to those crafty Brits.
What do you mean?
Over here, we're all worried about how far to push the boundaries of cloning and extending life. Will it be a good thing or a bad thing? Meanwhile, over in England, they've been doing a show about it for decades.
What are you talking about?
Oh, come now, you've seen it. It's right there in front of us. Every few years, he has a different face, but the same name.
Oh, you mean Doctor Who?
What's a Doctor Who? Is that some kind of comedy routine?
No.
Am I supposed to ask you about the weird names of the people in the hospital?
No, that's not...
You know, like, what's in ER and I don't know's in intensive care?
Never mind. But if you didn't mean Doctor who did you mean?
James Bond, of course.
What?
Oh, come now, think about it. He's been around since the 60s, but he hasn't really aged. And how does he do that? Every few years, he regenerates with a new face. He even had that one regeneration that didn't go so well and didn't last very long.
Are you saying George Lazenby is the Paul McGann of James Bond?
Okay, that was a string of words that came out of your mouth and sounded like a sentence. But I can't be sure. What I'm saying is, they're claiming this guy can make himself immortal, but not the people around him. Let's just say that Jimbo likes to keep this technology to himself.
How do you figure that?
He let Dame Judith Dench just go... And don't get me started on Diana Rigg. All the time in the world. Yeah, right.
Maybe we should just eat in silence for a bit.
Okay. Hey, did you ever notice that the Aston Martin is bigger on the inside?
Check, please!
My goodness, look at the time.
Oh, is it that time already, Sir Patrick?
Let's wrap this up, shall we?
Right, okay. Well, if you have any comments about this episode, why not call the super secret phone line at area code 360-515-0004. The phone not your thing? That's okay. Drop us an email at comedyforecast, all one word with the number 4, at gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and you can find all the episodes at comedyforecast.com. You can also subscribe via iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever else fine podcasts are listed.
As always, this is Sir Patrick Stewart.
And I'm Clinton.
Saying,
that's it.
We're done.
Bye-bye.